Here's a summary of our LinkedIn strategy session. We started by talking about my imposter syndrome. Despite working on bleeding-edge AI stuff, I felt overwhelmed by the volume of AI content out there. But you helped me see that I'm actually in a unique position. I'm not an engineer. I'm the human-centered person on an AI team. I test whether this stuff actually works for real people. That's my lane. We looked at my old luggage story post, and you pointed out my writing strengths, storytelling with tension, specific details, humor that doesn't try too hard, and short paragraphs. The challenge is pointing that energy at what I'm actually building. Then I listed my projects, and you had to stop me. Estimate, a SaaS for joineries that I'm building with my brother. PreVibe, a local app that interviews me with a panel of AI experts before I vibe code. And Notebook MLX, a local alternative to Google Notebook and Swift, all three built with Prince Kanuma's MLX tools. He's the MLX king, and his MLX audio library is what makes the voice stuff possible locally. We talked about promoting his work alongside mine. The breakthrough was tying this back to my old LinkedIn post where I tore into vibe coding. I said, if you're a vibe anything, why do you even need to be employed? Harsh, but I believed it. The irony? I then built an app called PreVibe using vibe coding, but here's the reconciliation. I wasn't totally wrong. My original point was that your value is the thinking, the vision, the strategy. AI is just the tool. PreVibe actually embodies that. It extracts my thinking first, then lets AI build. The human part comes before the vibe part. So the draft post opens with the old hot take. Admits I was half wrong, shows PreVibe as the proof. Credits Prince's work, and lands on a nuanced lesson. I was right about what matters, wrong about what's possible. Next step is to polish this and post it. We've got the bones. Now we just need to make the start.